From the WABE newsroom at 6:31, one of the wildfires lighting up the southeast is in North Georgia's Cohutta Wilderness. It was started by lightning a month ago. It's since grown to nearly 25,000 acres. WABE's Stephanie Stokes joins a member of the fire crew on the ground.
Jeremy Willoughby is on the side of a gravel road in the forest. His team is spraying water onto soil that's covered in ash. He says it's from them intentionally burning the ground cover.
What we're doing is getting the fuels burnt away from the edge of the wilderness area. So when the fire comes, it can't burn the fuels we've already burnt.
Dry leaves are what's carrying this fire along. This has actually made a leaf blower a great tool. A surprise to Willoughby.
First time I've ever fought fire with a leaf blower, which worked really well.
The people working on this fire come from around the country. Willoughby's crew is based in Tallahassee. He's been doing this for 15 years, and it's his first fire at home on the East Coast.
I'm usually, you know, a couple thousand miles away. Most of my fire experience is California and Montana and Idaho.
In the Cohutta Wilderness, he says the main goal is just to make sure the fire doesn't go beyond here, out of federal lands. They're not trying to put it out completely, because the wilderness could use the fire. It's been 30 years since it had one.
You just kind of let the fire do its thing, and we keep it in check on the boundaries. That's kind of what we're doing, you know, just letting it clean the forest up, and the forest will love you for it.
The fire clears the way for healthier growth. The key is that there aren't really any homes or structures at risk here. That allows them to take a different approach in the Cohutta Wilderness than they might in our east in Rabun County. The fire there has grown to 8,000 acres, and the area around it is too populated for firefighters to let it burn. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.